Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the City Lights Bookstore podcast. I'm Ian Alden, and I'm here with author David Joy. Hi, David. Thanks for doing this.
Hi. How are you?
Good. City Lights Bookstore and the Jackson County Public Library will host a launch of The Weight of This World on Friday, March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in the community room of the library. So, David, you're about to head out on your second tour. Do you feel like it's going to be different this time, or how do you think it's going to be different? Or how do you feel, you know, are you less nervous, or are you more nervous?
I think my nerves are about the same. I'm a pretty anxious person, and so I don't leave the house, and I never leave the county. I don't go anywhere. And so before that first book came out, you know, I'd never been anywhere. At this point, I've been a lot of places. You know, I've been all over the country, and I went to France when that first novel came out in French. But I don't know that it has gotten easier yet. I think a lot of writers, you know, writers typically aren't the types of people who like to stand in front of people and talk. You know, writers are typically people who like to sit on a bench and watch the rest of the world, you know, go by. I think Ron's always been like that. Pamela Duncan was always like that. And then there came a time where I think for most of them that kind of eases. And I'm not there yet.
So, like your first novel, Where All Light Tends to Go, your new one, The Weight of This World, is set in Jackson County. How did Jackson County become the setting for your fiction?
I don't know anything else. I've spent most of my life here. I moved here as a teenager, so I pretty much became a man in Jackson County. When a story comes to me, it usually comes as an image. The characters have a very specific tone in how they speak. And when I see something, I mean, I see it very, very specifically where it's happening. You know, that first novel, I knew they were in Whiteside Cove with the very first image I had. Mm. I knew that he was from Pine Creek. With this new novel, I knew that they were up Charlie's Creek in Little Canada. There's one significant event that takes place in this novel in Bonus Defeat, and there was no doubt in my mind that that's where they were. They were in Bonus Defeat. And so I think in some ways I have it easier than a lot of people because the place is so, it's impossible to ignore. And when you live in a place like this and you live in a landscape that has this kind of magnitude, it makes things easy in the sense that I don't have to work to create any of that. Mm. You know, all of that's already there. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just wipe the landscape clean and throw people into it and see what the hell happens, you know. the people I'm writing about aren't the average person from Jackson County. That's not to say people like this don't exist, but that is to say that, this definitely isn't the majority of people.
Right. So that kind of leads me to my colleague Rachel. She had a few questions, and I guess related to looking at both of your novels, she asks, I noticed that The Weight of This World referenced characters from Where All Light Tends to Go, which is really cool. What is the motivation behind that allusion?
I think there were multiple things working there. One was there was a pretty big methamphetamine ring that was busted in Jackson County, and in the aftermath of that there was kind of this wild west kind of scenario where people are trying to fill that void. Mm-hmm. And what wound up happening was when you started having all of these shake and bake meth labs pop up. And so the one side of that illusion is to create that type of scenario. The other side of it, though, and I think this is really the more important side, is that when you grow up in a place like this, the landscape bears story. And what I mean by that is, like, I can remember standing in a curve one time with some buddies of mine on the Cashiers Fire Department. We were at this, there was a wreck right there. But one of the old men pointed down into this kind of cut where the Horse Pasture River was, and he said, "Do you remember that bus going off in there?" You know, and the other guy said, "Yeah." And they started talking about this crash that had happened there 20, 30 years ago, whatever. And I can remember one of the guys saying, "I never thought they would quit bringing the bodies out." Mm. And the idea that a place holds on to that story so that when you go somewhere, you know those stories, and they're directly tied to the landscape, that interests me. Mm-hmm. And so when you can create a narrative where the characters are influenced by past story, I think you can create art that mimics the reality of this place. Mm-hmm. A lot more than you know, I don't think you could do that in a city. Mm-hmm. I think things happen so fast there, and people come and people go, and the landscape changes so drastically that it doesn't hold on to that, but it does here. Mm-hmm. You know, there are murders that I could name right now that are 40 years old, and everybody in the room, if they're from Jackson County, knows what the hell I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen elsewhere. And so I think that's really what I'm trying to play with is I'm trying to create a fictional world that mimics what really does take place.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I guess, and this would be a kind of a follow-up question that she also had, why are these two novels so steeped in crime?
I think, for one, that's the type of literature that interests me. Mm-hmm. I think another side of that is you know, that Cormac McCarthy said that the heart of all literature is tragedy, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I really like the idea of taking a character and pushing them against the wall to where they have to react. Mm-hmm. Ron told me one time something along the lines of when you put a gun to a character's head, you get to the, you know, something along the lines of you get to the root of who they are immediately. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
When you put them in that type of situation, all the bullshit goes away. You know, they can't put on fronts. Mm-hmm. And when you can get to just the raw emotion of a character, that's really interesting to me as a writer. The other thing that it allows you to do is it allows you to create a really propulsive pace in a story. You know, tragedy's tragedy, and I don't necessarily know that one is heavier than another, but what I do know is that, you know, failing to make a mortgage payment isn't the same as you better come up with the money or I'm going to blow your brains out.
Right.
You know, very similar scenario, but pacing-wise, you know, it's yeah. Night and day.
It changes it, yeah.
And I'm very interested in seeing how fast I can make mm-hmm. a story move.
Right. And they do. Both your novels move very quickly, and they're just intense, and you know, and really great. So, speaking of, you mentioned Ron, you mentioned Cormac McCarthy. What are you reading now, or who have you read recently that's really impressed you?
I think a lot of times I think I pick up books and I start reading and I put them down. I think it's actually pretty rare for me to find a book that I fall in love with. Mm. And so when I say that I love a book, that for me that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
You know, last year I read a whole lot, and there were only two or three books that really stood out to me. One was Donald Ray Pollock's The Heavenly Table. The other, which I read last summer, was Michael Ferris Smith's Desperation Road, which mm-hmm. that has just come out now. I read an advanced copy. Both of those novels were fantastic. As far as what I've been reading recently that I've enjoyed, I read a writer named Steph Post. She has a novel that just came out called Lightwood.
Yeah.
She's really, really talented. She reminds me of a lot of kind of a cross between a writer like Megan Abbott and a writer like Brian Panel, which she's kind of a, you know, she's gritty, but she's smart. I read a collection of short stories by a writer named Scott Gould from South Carolina called Strangers of Temptation. That'll be coming out of Hub City Press sometime later this year, but that collection's great. You know, it's kind of a George Singleton meets the Wonder Years kind of scenario, and it's great. Great Southern stories. And then Mark Powell's got a new novel coming out called Echolocation. I've read that. That novel's, I think that novel has potential to be really big. I think that it has the potential to hit at just the right time. And it's a Southern story, but it's a Southern story with universal implications. And I think it really is a testament to kind of the current state of America. All of those books have been great.
Yeah, that's great. So again, the launch of The Weight of This World will be Friday, March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Jackson County Public Library. City Lights Bookstore will be on hand selling copies of David's books. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.